This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Of course, huge hurricane issues going on down in Florida, and NBC reporter Kyla Gaylor was reporting in Naples, Florida, while talking about Hurricane Ian, and a lot of the viewers noticed something odd on her microphone, and here's Kyla sharing that she puts condoms on her microphone while in the field for protection.
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do. And that is put a condom on the microphone.
It's got the little tip thing.
Yeah, so I feel funny. Like there should be something else that she could do. I think she's being very provocative. There has to be some device that they have that
I'm
you can put
sure
on it.
I'm sure they do, but they're probably charging how much money for a special microphone device? And condoms are like, what, 25, 50 cents a piece?
Well, you know what?
Depends on what kind you get.
Yeah, if you're just getting
if you're protecting this expensive microphone, I hope you're going with Trojan or Durex.
Yes. You'll probably need the Magnums at that
and
point.
And non-lubricated. Yes.
Oh. You may
What about ribbed for her pleasure?
That's the one, yeah. You got to get that.
For her grip. Yeah,
yes,
of course.
It's all, you know, personal preference.
Well, because, you know, the wind, you don't want that microphone to slide out of her hand. So it needs like a good, like, you know, like some ribs.
Not at all.
Yeah, I 100% behind you on that one. Yeah, it's, I have never seen that in all of the bad weather reporting I have seen in my life. I have never seen anybody cover a microphone with anything except a windscreen.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes sense. You need something to stop the rain from going in there, but I've never seen anybody.
I've seen people use like a plastic bag.
Oh, yeah, I haven't even seen that.
Like even Saran wrap would probably work, I would think.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of put it, but maybe the, I guess desperate times calls for desperate measures, and if all you could get your hands on is a condom?
That says a lot about her, though.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that you have that she's always ready and very safe. I think it says that, you know what? At any given moment, if she's ready to rock, she's going to make it safe.
That's funny. I just thought there was like a convenience store right by there, and she's just like in a pinch, like, I don't know what to get.
Well, like they have Saran wrap and all that at convenience stores, too, like you said.
They have all that.
A gas station, though.
They have it at gas stations, Saran wrap.
All gas stations?
Oh, yeah, they got plastic wrap.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes those things are not restocked.
Yeah.
Plus,
at that point, too, it's like, well, it's maybe she's just an experienced reporter and she just buys them in bulk for this specific reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm thinking Saran wrap in theory, it's a great idea, but have you ever tried putting saran wrap on everything? It starts to stick to itself. It's such a pain in the
ass. Putting on a condom is not necessarily a super easy thing to do either.
What?
But it's meant
it's
for
so
a, it's meant shape-wise, it's meant for a microphone.
Yeah.
Or a banana.
If I had to pick putting saran wrap on something or putting a condom on something, I'm putting a condom on something. Oh, that is so simple.
I'm much more experienced with saran wrap than a condom.
But what happens, like, if you wrap it with the saran wrap, now you got to find a rubber band to kind of keep it from moving around.
Saran wrap is the whole idea is if you do it right, it sticks to itself.
Plus, you hope.
And it's windy because the whole hurricane situation, and it's going to fly in
look,
the wind.
I have to say,
no.
I'm not going to
saran wrap in the wind. No.
Maybe I'm saran wrap shaming you guys. The saran wrap, when you put it on right, wind, nothing will stop it. It's good.
Mm. When was the last time you used saran wrap, BJ?
Dude, I do it all the time in my house. I always have leftovers. Saran wrap is the bomb.
Leftovers.
Again, here's the thing.
Saran
you got to get
the bodies.
You got to... No, that's no. Actually, it is saran wrap. You're right; it's very Dexter. But you got to get saran wrap. If you buy the cheap knockoff brand, well, then you know what? I can't guarantee anything. But saran wrap, Danny, you'll never get out of it. If I wrap you up in saran wrap, you're done.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd like to see this challenge. Actually,
someone just said we did that once on we were giving away some tickets for something. Oddly enough, it ended up on Evening Magazine with John Curley back when he was doing it, and we saran wrap people. Their whole body, and they had to run for something. It was so stupid because we were falling over, and now you have other people help them back up because we didn't factor in that like no one can stand themselves back up. It's like tipping a cow.
And Danny, they couldn't get up. They could be a why because they were saran wrapped so good. Yeah. See, that stuff
if they
is
had a
legit.
Condom, they could get up.
Yeah, a condom, no problem. It's stretchy. You can move around. I just think, look, Vicky, I think that your condom skills are better than mine. I feel like my saran wrap skills are better than yours.
The texts are coming in. Condoms are an industry standard for theater in for their body mic. Some actors perspire so much that the body pack can get wet and become defective. Non-lube and least expensive is what people use.
Oh, wow.
Says, condoms keep a tight seal on a device so the water does not get in. We used to cover mic packs with condoms when I was in theater a long time ago.
How about this is the first time I've ever heard of this? That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's just you think you would notice this long before her.
Yeah.
Unless nobody else wants to use it on camera because they're embarrassed. Good for her then.
Or maybe she's like, I don't know, does every condom have like the little tippy tip thing?
Not all of them.
That's what I was going to say.
The reservoir is
yeah,
what it's called.
Aren't they supposed to have a reservoir so that you...
Not
you
know, all of them don't have them.
Or you do the old pinch tactic.
You
create
make your own
space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
So maybe like she just usually has ones that don't have that, so no one ever bothers to question it. They're just like, oh, it's just some kind of a rubber thing that goes over a microphone.
Yeah, that little reservoir is oh, look at all the different.
Because if you see the video and she pulls out the microphone, you see the little
I ask a question? We asked Vicky to do research for us in a lot of things, and she can't find stuff. You're in the middle of talking about this, and she all of a sudden has this Venn diagram of condom shapes just ready to show you.
I didn't do well in college. I did really, really well in one class, and it was human sexuality, we learned about everything.
There you go.
Including contraceptives.
How quickly you pulled up that graph on the screen was
bookmarked.
Unbelievable.
It was bookmarked.
Oh, that's why it was bookmarked.
Did you guys ever have to do the condom on a banana in school?
No. We just had to do it on the pastor, you know, because it was all boys Catholic high school.
Wow. Lady, try the host. I'll be here all weekend.
He held the banana.
I got you.
Yeah.
That does not make it sound better.
They never did sex ed in our high school.
In your Catholic high school. Probably because, you know what, it was something you just learned in the field.
No, they never did.
We never did either.
I couldn't imagine what that would have went like at our high school.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? You know how much more money the Catholic Church would have to pay out if they actually had sex ed classes?
Gosh.
We had in seventh grade, but we didn't ever go. We didn't even talk about condoms, I don't think.
We talked about them, and the teacher pulled one out and showed it to us, and I think she might have used something, but us ourselves didn't do it.
We had to use the lambskin because they didn't create condoms back in the day, so we had the lambskin on the banana is what we did
Honestly, I think it's they had like a class where they, I don't even know if like, it was like a home class. I don't know what the hell it was.
Home ec?
They were like, here's how you do a souffle, and here's how you put a condom on a banana?
No, I just remember.
What?
There was our gym teacher that like had like a picture of a condom being applied and goes, we don't need to go into more detail about this, do we? Or something like, or it was just like, don't make me go guys,
why would they have the gym teacher teach that? I mean, that is probably the most unqualified person to teach at the gym teacher.
That was the same. They had a gym teachers come in. That was their whole thing. I don't know.
I mean, most of those, I mean, look, the gym teachers I had were all just like really jocks that they were Uncle Rico. I don't know about today, but Uncle Rico was always my gym teacher. And that guy is not qualified to teach sex ed.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the gym teacher.
Oh, yeah. They didn't do it in the 60s. They didn't teach us. I don't have any memory of sex ed at all. It was just not taught.
Man, I wish I could go back in time and really remember. It's so fuzzy. But I know for a fact that
fuzzy, you're putting it on wrong.
Hey, oh, lady.
But I know that he taught us other stuff, too. It wasn't just like, hey, sex ed guy, Johnny gym teacher.
Yeah, here's Father McPetty. He's coming in to tell you what's up. Yeah. Here's your father, Peter File, is coming in. Father Peter File coming in.
Peter File.
Yeah, he's coming in to teach you sex ed at the Catholic school.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Father File. How are you?
I don't even know what that would be like having to tell a room full of like just teenage boys, hey, it's time to tell you how to put a condom on.
It was hard for me to have that conversation with my son.
At least you had the conversation.
I know, if I had to do it in front of a bunch of like a class of kids that aren't mine, I don't want to have to like your parents should be telling you this stuff, not me.
There were birds, there were bees, and he told it to me in the garage for some reason.
Well, the garage is the preferred place. Yeah, it's where all the condoms and the saran wrap are. That's where you have to do these kind of talks.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people saying gym teacher usually did the health class. Yeah. A lot of times the gym teacher was teaching health.
Why? The gym teachers in my day were not qualified even to teach gym. I mean,
maybe yours wasn't, but maybe other gym teachers can also know how to do other stuff besides just telling you how to, you know, run in a circle.
I think ours weren't the gym teachers. Our health teachers were the cooking teachers or the culinary arts teachers.
Yeah, see, now those folks may... But even then, just because you're Guy Fieri doesn't mean you know how to tell me how to have sex either.
If my gym teacher wants to tell me how to get to Flavortown, I'm not listening.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Who are these qualified people?
Well, gym teachers are instructors of health and fitness, this is one texter that said. Mm. Makes sense that they also teach sex education.
Yeah, it does. I think there's a behavioral science aspect to it as well when you're teaching children. And I'm watching a great show called Sex Education, actually, on Netflix. And Gillian Anderson is they finally brought in somebody that was a therapist, because I think that's the kind of person that should be teaching children about this very complex issue, because it's more than just a condom and a banana. And I don't think a gym teacher or somebody who can bake a souffle is really qualified. I really just don't.
Yeah, I think the gym teacher handed out bananas and condoms and had his stopwatch and said, whoever finishes the fastest is the winner.
Okay, that's not... And all the women in the class are like, no, that's really not what anybody wants. We just don't want anybody to be fastest.
It's like track and field. Let's go.
Yeah, we don't...
No. And then run a mile after.
Right. Yeah. Rub dirt in it and take a lap. That'll fix it.
Whoever finishes last has to climb up the rope.
Yeah.
With no gloves.
All right, well, here's what I know. If you want sex advice from the show, you go to Vicky. If you want to know how to make sure that your leftovers will stay fresh, you come to me.
Hmm. Right. Isn't sex ed physical education?
Yeah. It's also mental education. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot going on with this whole world.
See, it's not that weird that a gym teacher would teach that.
It's completely weird.
But everybody had it.
I know. Lot of things that we used to do that we realized was not a right thing to do with educating our children. We used to do a lot of dumb things. The gym teacher, to me, is not qualified to do this job. Mm. It really should be a therapist type person.
Gym teacher, did you?
It should be an MSW. It should be somebody that has a social work degree. That's the person, you know.
Men's shoe warehouse?
Yeah, exactly. The men's shoe warehouse? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how you doing? Welcome to the men's shoe warehouse.
I thought it was some name of a wrestling promotion. MSW.
A master of social work. Come on, figure it out, people.
Oh, yeah. Maryland State Wrestling brings you
Maryland
education.
State Wrestling and Men's Shoe Warehouse. That's what you two come up with. Vicky, what's MSW mean to you?
No.
Oh, she's probably going to go to the...
Is that a really good sandwich in Tacoma as well?
Yeah. I want a BLT side of MSW. Thank you.
I'd eat it.
Yeah. Here's what I know. I don't want you or Danny in charge of sex ed for anybody's kids. Okay? Mm. And then Steve, you probably should let your wife handle that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And Danny, you should let the mother of your child handle that conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's all her.
I'll just grab a YouTube video. I'm sure there's like a fun song performed by someone.
Like Everybody Poops, but a different kind of song?
I don't know. They're the birds and the bees.
Here's a book for you. Everybody Blanks, and next thing you know, CPS is called.
We should make that book.
Yeah, Everybody Blanks. Do they? Here's the real issue. Actually, not Everybody Blanks, but you know what? Thank you.
Someone said during sex that they said there was no stupid question, so my buddy asked, what happens when a reptile has sex with a bird? He was asked to leave.
That is a great question. That is a great question. See, this is, you got to, yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'm sure that John Forslund is going to appreciate having to follow up this conversation. But as you know, the Kraken are in the middle of their preseason, and we have to talk to the man who loves coming on this show just to be pestered by Steve.
This is the last time I'll get to pester him about it.
You hope. They see, because they still have to release this damn mascot. John Forslund joins us at 8:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, always excited to have our next guest on. Easily my favorite guy to chat with. And, well, sadly for him, this will be the last time I bug him about when this mascot is coming. Please welcome to the show the voice of your Seattle Kraken, John Forslund.
Hello, morning, John. Guys. Hello, sir.
Good morning. John, are you sure this is it? You're not going to call me tomorrow and ask me again, are you?
He is. Oh, yeah.
I could. John, can I call you while I'm on vacation after the announcement so we can just talk about how awesome it is?
Yeah, I'd love to break it all down. Yeah, I really would. Yeah. We might not have enough time to do that, but that's okay.
John, when you were out there with Ron Francis at Center Ice and that little kid asked that question, did you think Steve Migs put him up to it?
Absolutely. I mean, we conducted an investigation afterwards, and it's bang on. Yes.
Yeah.
Where else would he come up with that question?
Exactly. Right. You've been hearing
seemed
that.
Like a nice kid.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. It's crazy what he was willing to do for $5.
Exactly.
Ask that question.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually had a very technical question. He was really a very intelligent question, but then Steve's $5 swayed him to ask about the mascot. Obviously, Steve is very excited as tonight, of course, the Kraken are in Vancouver taking on the Canucks in a preseason game. You can watch it at Kong, on Kong TV at 6:30. And John Forslund, of course, back again, doing what he does, making these games awesome. And John, so far, I mean, look, I know it's preseason. It's hard to get excited and think that can be translated to the regular season. But are you seeing anything so far where we can actually go, yeah, this will translate to the regular season and you have a reason to be excited?
Yeah, you know what? The only thing I can get from any of this so far in a few days is that the players that are back from last year are in a way different headspace than they were a season ago, right? So if you remember, I mean, the building wasn't ready yet. So preseason, every game, even though they were played, you know, in Spokane and Kent and Everett, still there were six road games, no home games. The players basically are familiar now. They're familiar with the market, familiar with everything. I think that's going to make a difference. And they had a really good off season. The Kraken made some additions. It's going to help. in areas that there were shortcomings. So, yeah, you're always guarded in the preseason. But, hey, listen, you got to get excited about it. The first two games, to be fair, there was more of an NHL lineup dressed by the Kraken as opposed to their opponents. That'll be a little bit different tonight. Kraken are bringing a young team to Vancouver. But you just look at it and you look at how they play. They played well. You look at the goaltending. They played well, all four guys. So you just go day to day in training camp, and so far, so good.
Who's been the one that most excited you watch? I know with the new acquisitions, guys like Bjorkstrand and Burakovsky. Like, who have you seen that? Shane Wright as well, obviously with the top draft pick. But who's someone that you've watched so far in the first two games? Where you're like, man, this guy is gonna be—he's gonna crush it for the Kraken.
Well, for me, it's Matty Beniers. Okay, yeah. So we saw him at the end of last year. He played 10 games. He had 9 points. That was good. That was very good. But I think what I've seen, and I saw him, the 2 days they had of a rookie camp before the big boys came in, he's a little stronger. That should be natural when you go through your late teens. He's only 19, but as you go 19 into your 20th year, you gain some differences with your strengths. And listen, I'm 60, so from 59 to 60, things happen, right?
Yes,
you
sir.
Really want to see, but things do happen.
I know what you're talking about, brother.
Yeah. But I mean, I think his first game was great. And I just look at the way he plays, his awareness on the ice. He anticipates plays before the puck actually gets there. He's got a terrific shot. And I watch him closely in these workouts, and he's out there late after the practice is finished. He's working on his shot, working on his one-timer. All these little things that are details I think he picked up in a short period of time. He probably brought some of that with him. But I think being around guys like Yanni Gord, who stays out a long time after practice is over last year, I think it rubbed off. So he recognized in a short period of time what it takes to be a pro. I'm really excited to watch him this year.
And we're talking to John Forslund, of course, voice of the Seattle Kraken. They got a game tonight on Kong, 6:30 is in Vancouver, taking on the Canucks. And, John, it is season two. And, we had expectations. A lot of people thought, hey, there's a good chance that these guys can make the playoffs. That didn't happen. What would you tell fans in season two of this franchise? I mean, how do we measure expectations? What do you think we can look for reasonably as a fan?
I think you can look for improvement. And again, I was shocked at what happened last year. And I took most of the off season to kind of take a long look at what happened. And you keep going back to the same thing. And it was a challenging year in a lot of different ways, just starting fresh as an expansion team. But then you factor in the COVID situation that surrounded every team in the league. But it was a big challenge. There isn't a deep talent pool in your first year as an expansion team for Ron Francis and the coaches to get players to replace players who are out sick or tested positive. That was a real issue. And then they just were kind of chasing their tail most of the season. I would look for that to go away. And I think the expectations drop around the league. I think a lot of people were like us. We thought there'd be a little bit more out of this group. There wasn't. So now the automatic is they just don't think there's much coming from the Kraken. That might be a good thing. And there's opportunity in the Pacific Division as there was last year. Last year at this time, I think the team that everybody thought was better than the rest of the pack was Vegas. That didn't play out. They didn't make the playoffs, but Calgary had a great year. And I think Calgary is the best team in this division. And then there's Edmonton, who went to the conference final with McDavid and Draisaitl. You got to pay them respect. But then there's those other teams in the Pacific Division where this club can compete against. So I'm looking for that, and I'm looking for meaningful hockey again in March and April. If we get there and they're in a position to make a run for it based on the energy in that building, look out. I think that's what I'd be looking for if I were a fan, just another step, and recognize that this is a process. There's a lot of young players. There's another draft. It was a good draft, very good draft. You got Shane Wright. You got Matty Beniers. I mean, these are names we're going to see around here for hopefully longer than a decade. So it's going to be a great thing to watch.
And John, I'm excited to see what's going to happen this season with Philip Grubauer. Obviously, last year was not a stellar season for him, but he's got a year now to get acclimated here. And I know he had that same issue in Colorado where his first season there wasn't all that great, and he ended up becoming a Vezina contender. And I feel like this is going to be a good season for him. And now, I mean, we have Martin Jones, though, who looked great in preseason. Like you said, preseason is what it is, but that's a good guy to have as a backup goalie. I'm pretty stoked about the goaltending situation, especially since, Driedger's going to be out for most of the season.
Yeah, Chris Drieger probably won't be around, guys, till February, right?
Yeah.
So that's, and it's a tough injury to come back from. That's really too bad because he was doing really well at the World Championships when he was injured. But with Martin Jones coming in, you've got a guy with a tremendous resume at this level. Guy who went through a tough year with a bad Philadelphia team, but played well behind Carter Hart, former Everett Silvertip with the Flyers. But Philip Grubauer comes in with a chip on his shoulder. I think that's a good thing for him. He, too, was a lot like the team. Some great moments, some soft moments, a lot of challenges. I can't speak in terms of his confidence or where his head was at, but he wasn't the same guy middle of the season. Second half of the year, he kind of came back after the COVID adjustment with the schedule, was a better goalie, but has to be way better and is expected to be way better for this team. If he can do that, both guys do their part. With some of the additions they've made offensively, you're talking about a goal difference. You know, from an analytic standpoint, the Kraken came up short by one goal over 82 games. So a combination of good goaltending and Burakovsky, Bjorkstrand, and others contributing offensively in a better power play, you shave that number. You shave that number, you're in business.
Do you think, John Forslund, with the voice of the Kraken, John, do you think that we're going to see Shane Wright a whole lot? Steve and I wonder, like, you know, will he start the season with the team, or will they give him more time to develop the same way with Matty Beniers, where we didn't see him till the end of the season? Do you think it's going to be something like that, or do you think Shane has a chance of actually making the team a lot earlier than, like, Matty did last year?
I think he has a chance. It's unfair to get too far ahead of it because he's played just the one game Tuesday night. He will play tonight. So that'll be good. He'll get on the road. He'll be measured tonight against better competition. The thing about Tuesday's game against Calgary came with a young lineup, a lot of minor league players. That's typical at this stage of preseason when teams travel. That's what the Kraken will bring to Vancouver tonight. Vancouver's dressing a pretty good NHL lineup. So we'll get a chance to see him play and measure it against that. And then take the next step. With young players, it's been my observation over the years that you just can't get too far ahead of yourself, especially with a first round draft choice. You want to say, oh yeah, he's gonna make the team. He's gonna be a lock. He's gonna be a star. Hopefully all of that happens. There's nothing to suggest that it won't, but you just have to be careful with that as you go along. Tonight will be a big step for him. He's looked really good. So yeah, you're guarded. But the good news is, he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be at the forefront of the lineup. The way Beniers played at the end of last year, the way Beniers has looked in camp and who they played him with in the practices, it appears that he's going to be a frontline player in this season. And it looks like Shane Wright will be in the mix, at least right now. I expect him to make the team. And I think it's a big jump. It's hard for an 18-year-old to adjust the National Hockey League. But if he does make it, there's a lot of veterans in the room that can insulate him and bring him along, and I think he'll be in a great situation.
John, we were talking about all the new faces that the team has. We also have a new voice and a new face as part of the broadcast booth. You're working with Eddie Olchuk, and that's like, man, as a hockey fan, hearing the two of you guys on the broadcast booth, and JT's killing it as well, that being a part of the three-man team, that's got to be a lot of fun. You guys sound like you're having a blast in the booth right now.
Yeah, I got to work with the guy. So I would say the face and then the voice, just so he doesn't slug me, right? So bringing Edzo in the mix is a tremendous step for us. I really am proud of what we did in year number one. I'm proud of the chemistry JT and I were able to formulate. Hope the fans enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. But Eddie and I have done hundreds of games at the national level, but we've never worked in this circumstance. We've never worked for a team and taking fans through game one through 82 and hopefully into the playoffs. That's a whole different ball game. I'm really excited about it, and we're excited about the three-man booth. You know, JT is going to get a chance to get between the benches, which you know, from a technical standpoint, in terms of his career, that's going to be really good because he can take it to the next level based on that position. But he's also going to learn from a guy who is the best in the business at his craft too, right? So we're going to put it all together. I'll try and stay out of the way. I'll get excited when I'm supposed to, and put the muzzle on when I'm supposed to, but we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time, and we already have great chemistry in the two games, so I'm jacked up for it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about JT. He almost caught like a stick in the face at one point during one of the games.
Yeah, but he's quick. He's still quick, right? I mean, yeah. Even with a plus wardrobe of his, he's still very quick. Although the suits are tight, but he can still move.
And John, we have to go full circle and ask this question because as you know, Steve's very excited about the mascot being revealed. But here's the thing:
2 days before my birthday. Yeah. That's a gift that keeps on coming.
It's so he's very excited. And John, having shared the story before where you had a physical altercation with a mascot, I'm wondering, has there been any sort of counseling that you've had to go through, any sessions at all, in order to make the mascot that we're about to have feel safe? Because as we know, John Forslund, if the mascot doesn't play ball the right way, next thing you know, John Forslund is going to just have to tell him who's the boss.
Yeah, Dr. Phil's people have called, but I haven't agreed to do the show yet. But it might be a great episode. I got to get off to a better start with this one, you know, and I'm gonna make every effort. I think I'm a different person, guys, than I was then. So I'm really excited to see this unveil. I'm glad the kids had a lot to do with this. If you've seen the teasers, it seems like the board of directors are children, which is good. They'll put this thing in the right vein, but yeah, I gotta do better.
It was
that.
So great because they showed like the videos, and the videos have been a lot of fun to watch. With some of the, like Seattle sports luminaries have been a part of them as well. And they'll show the video and they cut back to you and Eddie Olchuk, and then I the first time they cut back to you guys, I thought you were going to say, you know, once I punched a mascot in the face, I was like waiting for that. Yeah.
I didn't think it was appropriate at that time.
No,
you know, that's a buzzkill, right? That's not good. That's not good. But it did happen. It's something I can't shake from my past.
John, I think it's a positive. I think we should do like in between period contest or something, like get all the mascots from around the league and just play, punch the mascot, and then they get prizes because the mascots, of course, are going to try to avoid it. And then whoever can, punch most of the mascots gets some sort of prize. I feel we should own this and really own the legacy of great hockey entertainment. No? All right. Well,
they all have their own personalities, right? So we got to see what happens here and see how this one, interacts with everybody. And, I'm gonna be cautious with it. Okay, I'm gonna be very cautious.
I will give you permission for one mascot, even though Steve is one of Steve's favorite mascots. But the way that he basically treated what was so called the mascot the first time that the Kraken went to Philadelphia, I think you could punch.
Do not
Gritty.
Speak ill.
Yeah,
of
you could
Gritty.
Punch Gritty. I think Gritty. I don't think anybody would ever.
That's
a
what I was. Yeah, I would. You took the words out of my mouth because really, I'm good with all of them. Although Bailey in L.A. gave it to me once, too. That wasn't good either. I just remembered that one. So I'll remember that story next time we can talk about it once we see what happens here. But, yeah, I would like to take Gritty to task.
We got
to
make a note of this.
I don't foresee that happening here. I really don't. I don't want to scare everybody at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I want to hear that story.
My family has to deal with that.
Bailey seems like a feisty mascot.
I wonder how Bailey done you wrong, and also your opinions of Gritty. Next time we talk to you, we are going to go into the Bailey Gritty situation because I feel like there are great stories there, John. I love that.
Yeah. Bailey's stepped out of line. It was a few years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
All right.
I was in a good mood until now.
Oh, sorry about that.
Good. I got some time before the game tonight. I gotta get readjusted.
Yeah, we don't want you to have Bailey flashbacks when they introduce our mascot. Yeah, all right, we gotta.
I got tickets for the game against the Kings when they come to town. What if they brought Bailey and all of a sudden John just takes him out?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Personally, I think anybody else's mascot is fair game. As long as our mascot's, but I also want John to be in the right space. We don't want to put him in a bad mood.
No,
My time with you guys is really good for my career. I will say that.
Yes. We did have one text that says, I absolutely love when John joins you guys on the show. I'd love to hear him every week if possible. But also, I'd like to know, after a year of being a part of the Kraken franchise in Seattle, what's been some of your favorite things to check out in Seattle?
Oh, everything. And we're still doing it. My wife was here for about 3 weeks, and she had to go back east, and she'll be back out in a couple of weeks. And now that everybody's situated at school, she can come out more. We're still, we took a drive out to Leavenworth. We're doing a lot of things. Yeah. And Even though we, it was one of those hazy days with the smoke, it was still beautiful, and I love it here. I really do. But the good news is, you know, we're still experimenting. We're still finding out different things. My nephew works down in Portland, so like we go down and see him. So we've been driving all over the place here and just taking in Seattle, and most importantly, it's the people. The people have been great to me. I really appreciate it, and I think I told you guys before, this came at a wonderful time in my career, and it's all good. It's all good. We love it here.
Oh, and John, it is really great to have you on board. You look as a professional, and I do pay attention a lot to play-by-play folks, people that do your craft and all forms of sports, and it is such a pleasure to have someone of your caliber, you know, be with our team, because you are one of the best in the business. So it's great to have you here, man.
Well, I just draw from the game, really. I'm very lucky, and there's a ton of energy, even in the two preseason games. You know, again, you go with that qualifier. Well, it's just the preseason. Didn't feel like it. Didn't feel like it at all, and that's because of the atmosphere we have. So it's appreciated.
Everybody's getting love today, you know, except, of course, Bailey. But everybody else. Everybody.
We went from physical abuse of mascots bad story that I can't even remember. I mean, this is we've come all the way around here. This is good.
Yeah, we surely have.
Good again.
Next time, though, we will explore the Bailey Chronicles. Next time that'll happen, next time we talk to you. Just gear up for that, you know, get whatever you need for that. John, as usual, great talking with you. Thanks for giving us a lot of great play-by-play as we're about to embark on Season 2, which is very, very exciting. Don't forget John Forslund. You can get him on Twitter, at John Forslund, and tonight, Kong, at 6:30. That's where you can watch the Kraken take on the Canucks in Vancouver for a preseason game. John, take care, man. Thank you.
Hey, boys, thanks so much, and thanks for the therapy, okay? Look forward to the next time.
We're here for you.
Our pleasure, man. Oh, man.
He's the best.
He really, really is the best. He such a great guy to have on the team. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
How many teaspoons does it take to make one cup?
Two teaspoons make one cup. I don't know. I'm going to go 16.
No.
24.
No.
32.
No.
You were on the right track.
I was working my way up.
Yeah, you really were. You were close to 48. Just you ran out, man. Sorry about that. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 8:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.